man.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like I said, if you're good, you get at least 8. 7 will buy you another year of getting your guys in there and all that stuff.
If we win fewer than 6, I'll never watch another game. I will never watch another game. I'll never watch another game in my life if we win fewer than 6.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
If we win fewer than 7, I'll never watch another Pruitt game. If we go 6-6, I'm not watching another game until we get a new coach.
A man has to have a code, and I respect it. The 6th one seems a little aggressive.
If we win 4 or fewer, I will end my life. If we win fewer than 4, I'll take everyone with me as well. So everyone in this room and me.
On 1340 WKGN.
So hopefully we don't win 3. You guys better hope we do better than 3-9. Or we're all in trouble then.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Draven, what do you got for me?
So, news coming out. We have the Pac-12 supposed to be deciding tonight whether or not they're going to be playing football. There's supposed to be a meeting tonight at some point, and they're going to continue to increase that discussion of potentially Pac-12 making a return, just as everybody else has. But a little bit of bad news for Colorado. Colorado has been really one of the main teams in the Pac-12 advocating for the season to return this fall. But they have kind of had some issues as the Colorado has now went into, because of coronavirus, they've now went into a 2-week lockdown where they cannot practice or do anything here in the next 2 weeks. So it's been advised by their local government and does say, yeah, that they're going to be out for about, it says 2 weeks with no practicing. So that's going to be kind of a tough situation for the Pac-12 to return when you have issues like this continuing to pop up.
I don't miss the Pac-12 at all.
Not at all.
Lock them up. Nope. I don't have
to miss them. So you wouldn't care if the Pac-12 played at all?
Would not. I mean, I would watch.
Right.
You know, if I'm getting home drunk on a Saturday night or just sitting around needing some action, like, I'll turn on Pac-12 after dark. Like,
I was going to say that 10:30 Pac-12 game's always fun. It always seems like it's an exciting game, too.
Honestly, though, I like having one less thing that tempts me to bet on, because I like betting on the NFL more, so I don't want to, like,
so you try to avoid the Pac-12.
I try to avoid college football at all costs. Like, unless it's like something I feel really, really good about, I try to avoid it just to save my bullets, if you will, for Sunday. Fun little stat I came up with during the break. Credit to Moondog for tweeting it in. Can you read Moondog's tweet for me, please?
Tweet at me?
Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, you can read it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You talking about the one with the Cowboys and the Titans?
Yeah.
The Cowboys would beat the Titans. Ask Reed how many damn rings the Cowboys have and how many do the Titans have.
Again, the rings thing works. That's fine. But again, I would like to – did you guys know that since 1996 the Cowboys have 3 playoff wins?
3?
In 24 years, 3 playoff wins?
Kind of like it.
Couldn't be my team.
Did you realize that?
I mean, yeah, I kind of do that. It's not something I'm just out there announcing all the time, you know?
Three playoff wins since 1996. Did you realize they went from 96 all the way to 2009 with 0?
So pretty much what you're telling me, since I've been born and become a Cowboys fan, they pretty much become this unsuccessful...
They're losers.
Losers is a bit of a stretch.
Okay, that's fine. They are not winners. They are completely average. They are better than the Browns.
Mediocre.
Lower than the Jaguars. The Jaguars have more playoff wins than that.
No.
Yes, they
do. Yeah, they do. The
Jaguars
they
went to the AFC Championship twice.
Two. Yeah.
Twice. They lost to the Titans in 99 in the AFC Championship. They lost to the Patriots 3 years ago, so they at least had 2 conference championship trips. Well, I said since 96. Don't scratch your head and feel like I found some loophole.
Falcons have more wins just since 2012.
I know.
Don't break
Titans have mastered the last 3 years, the Titans have 3. So, like, I mean, sure, Moondog and Draven. I don't know if Moondog is Draven's burner or what.
We've been to 2 Super Bowls since 96.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I'm just saying, like, the ring's cool.
But what did you say about that 2014 Cowboys season when we played Green Bay? You said
you guys should have went to the Super Bowl.
Should have went to the Super Bowl.
I was rooting for the Cowboys hard that year. I don't know why. I just really liked that team. I always liked Romo.
Romo was great.
I thought they should have kept Romo and traded Dak. That's what I thought.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch. Romo can't stay healthy.
Whatever. Whatever you want to say. I
would say, though, Romo is better than Dak.
Yeah.
I'll say that for sure.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're getting price tags and everything, but you could have gotten a lot of in return for trading Dak. But either way, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's worked out so well for the Cowboys. They have, you know, one playoff win since they've done that. So they obviously know what they're doing there. But
Dak's never had a losing season either.
Well, that's fine.
Just saying.
One playoff win. Same as Marcus Mariota.
Oh, man. You had to bring Marcus Mariota.
Same as Marcus Mariota. I just wanted to point out, like, appreciate Moondog, appreciate Draven's discourse during the break. I just wanted to point out, since 1996, the Cowboys have 3 playoff wins. And one of those, the mighty Detroit Lions, because we all know that they are a powerhouse. You can't take wins over the Detroit Lions for granted. That 24-20 squeaker where they got the benefit of a pass interference call.
That was not pass interference. He did not make contact with that tight end at all. Anthony Hitchens did not make contact. Yes, was he face guarding? Yeah, but he did not make contact. So that's not
when you get the benefit of a blown call to help you get a playoff win.
I think it was 24-20, by the way.
I thought that's what I said. Because I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, never mind.
I thought I said 24-20.
Maybe you did. It doesn't matter. They won the game. It was a win. A win's a win.
But you are correct. I did say in 2014 they should have won the Super Bowl. Dez did catch that ball.
He did. And then they said later when they changed the rule, was that 2 years ago?
That's sick. And they would have gone into Seattle. They'd have beaten that Seahawks too.
Yeah, we already did that year. And we already went to Seattle and beat them.
That was the year they would have had to play the Patriots though, right?
Yeah,
they would have ran. Or was it the Broncos?
No, those Patriots. That was the year the Malcolm Butler interception happened.
Yeah.
And we would have gave it to DeMarco Murray.
Cowboys would have ran through them.
Yeah.
Real shame.
Where's old Dez at now?
Real same.
Where's old Dez at nowadays?
At home? He's been running routes on Instagram for about 3 years.
He had a tryout for somebody.
For the Saints last year, was it not? And then he got hurt.
That was 2 years ago. He got signed by the Saints and then tore his Achilles like the first day of practice.
Just for the record, since we were on the subject, Jaguars have 5 playoff wins.
Okay, Falcons above them. Okay, that's all I needed.
So you guys are above the Browns, but below the Jaguars. So somewhere right there in between. But yeah, those championships in the 90s were cool.
When I wasn't alive.
Next headline, please.
Oh, man. All right, so there is there's a proposed new bill coming out for athletes to get paid, and this could become a federal law. U.S. Representative Gonzalez and Cleaver as collaboration. They're trying to work it out with the NCAA and the NCAA.
Titans have 8, by the way. Just for the record.
8 playoff wins?
Since 96.
I mean, McNair had a great run.
Just wanted to point out.
We got the same number.
Hey, thanks for the trip. We're equal par. I appreciate
you guys got
trips.
The Super Bowl, though. So.
We got twice.
That's cool. Lost both of them, but it's cool. Hey, we got there
once.
We've
been there twice.
We got there once.
Lost by
we lost two. That was like a foot.
It was.
Like a yard. It was a full yard.
They say it was like
It was a full yard. Yeah. It was a full
same
yard.
Same.
Greatest show on turf. That was a good game.
It was a good game.
I watched the highlights. I didn't see it live, but I
wish I did. I cussed out my mother that night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Come on.
What'd you say?
She actually apologized to me.
She's bothering you?
Making fun of the Titans?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate when people bother me.
That's the worst. Yeah.
I was sitting in front of the TV, and she came up and hugged me and said, I told you they were going to lose. I told you
they were going to
lose.
That's even worse.
And I went with a violent elbow swing or shoulder shrug and told her to get the bleep off me. You stupid bleep. I hate you. And I went to bed crying. Just had a meltdown, boys. I had a meltdown.
Weren't you like 9 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Golly.
But I watched wrestling. I watched WWE, so like I kind of knew some words. I think I probably had an Eminem album by then. At least a Dr. Dre album. 99. I wasn't able to buy it, but my dad bought me the Dr. Dre Chronic 2001, so I knew some words. Which, despite being named 2001, actually came out in like 99. So like I'd already listened to it.
Head of the game.
I had a bad temper. I'm fine now.
That's also, you can't do that. Not in a Super Bowl.
That's what my mom said.
Yeah.
She came up and apologized to me. I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You're right. You shouldn't have. I forgive you. I forgive you. You knew I was hurt. You know I had a bad temper, too. I've talked about it a lot, but when we lost to Memphis in 96, I got a knife out, and I started just shredding all of my Tennessee stuff. I cut up my Peyton Manning jersey. I took a knife and just gutted it, just ripped it up. And I went to throw it across the fence to some horses for them to eat. And I said I never was rooting for this loser team again. I got a bad temper.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Hayden looks scared of
it. I took a lot of the 97 season off. Because I remember checking back in to watch us get our ass beat by Florida. And I was like, you know what? Still done with these losers. Then my mom took me like senior day when we beat Vanderbilt down and Peyton led the band. I was like, okay, I'm back in. Just in time for the 98 championship season. Right. So, but 96, I vividly remember getting the scissors and the knives out of the cabinet and just going to town on that Peyton jersey. He needed to throw a Hail Mary and he dumped it down to the running back. And I just remember being so mad about it. I was like, he can't score if you don't throw it to the end zone. What are you doing, you loser? I was like, is Peyton too scared to throw an incompletion or an interception? Just throw it. I was a wild boy.
Yeah. I used to like that, too.
Yeah.
I get really mad about that stuff.
Yeah. It's just a game now, you know?
I still get angry, but I'm not ripping stuff up with a knife.
I don't know if I ever did that, to be honest.
Just a game. If the Titans ever lose the Super Bowl again by that, I don't know. We'll see. It's just a game. I'll be fine.
Once in a lifetime.
No big deal.
You know what? I'm going to start over this headline. So here we go. Here's the headline one more time.
So we're keeping score at home, 8-3, as far as Titans versus Cowboys.
Why? You got to keep bringing this up.
Sorry, go ahead with your headline.
Okay.
Moondog pointed out. That's when Moondog did not.
Moondog, my boy, trying to support me, trying to show me some love, and still getting put down. Cowboys fans.
Go ahead with the headline, please.
All right. A bipartisan pair of congressmen introduced a federal legislation Thursday that, if passed, would open the door for college athletes to make money from a wide variety of endorsement deals and create some flexibility to adjust their proposed regulations over the course of the next 3 years. The bill is getting authorized by Representative Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio and Representative Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri. And the NCAA actually had a statement on this collaboration. They say, we greatly appreciate U.S. Representative Gonzalez and Cleaver's collaboration to sponsor bipartisan legislation to strengthen the college athlete experience. We look forward to working with both representatives, their co-sponsors, and other members of Congress to further establish a legal and legislative environment where our schools can continue to support student athletes in the context of higher education. So, kind of sounds like maybe a couple steps in the right direction when it comes to getting athletes paid.
Okay, we'll see if it happens. I'll believe it when I see it.
Still have your doubts?
I mean, I always believe it when I see it.
Yeah, kind of one of those situations.
It's just one of those things where there's so much power on one side. If it ever gets even, it will shock me.
We'll see. We'll keep eyes on it. I think this is a good sign, good start, moving in the right direction. We'll see if anything comes about it. And then I want to talk a little bit more about Tyler Hero. There goes my hero. What a performance last night. And he even talked about it. Did you like the
No, mark? I didn't. But it made me laugh.
Okay. That was the goal. So, yeah, he talked about...
Is that the only hero song you know? Because you've said that like 5 times today.
Well, I was singing it last night, but it just kept draining shots.
I was more like...
It stuck in my head a little
bit. I was more like, I can be your hero, baby.
Okay, that's
like, I would like for them to, like, you know, one of my favorite internet trends when it comes to sports highlights is the Kanye father stretch my hands, like, as it builds up to the climax. But I would like some Enrique Iglesias building up to I Can Be Your Hero as he steps back on Marcus Smart to drain that three.
Drains that three in his mouth.
And I want to be like, I can be your hero! Just as he, boom, just
Who sings that?
Enrique Iglesias. I know I said his last name a little weird the first time, but Enrique Iglesias. And if you say,
let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't because I said Enrique. I said his last name weird the first time.
Okay.
And plus, you're so young that you probably didn't know who sang that. Did you know who sang that before?
I know who that is.
It doesn't matter if you knew who sang it before. There, boom, payback.
Anyways, so Tyler Hero, during the post game, really talked about Jimmy Butler being.
You say he did it for Jimmy.
Yeah, I more wanted to do it for Jimmy. He has never been to a finals. I wanted to do it for him. He's been a great big brother for me since I've been in Miami. I know how much this means for him to win, and I want to help him get there. And I think this is kind of the difference between Miami and Boston, in my opinion. I feel like everybody on Miami has adopted. You know, Jimmy Butler is that leader and has really accepted him and really played for him. On the other side, Boston, I mean, you had Marcus Smart, who kind of feels like the vocal leader.
They don't have a leader.
Yeah, well, he's kind of trying to be that guy.
I guess I shouldn't say that. They don't have a designated leader. I think it works better in any sports situation, I believe, when your best player is your leader. Right? I mean, isn't that the easiest setup?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
When your best player, at least your quarterback, I mean, like, in football, like, he might not be your best player, but your quarterback is, like, good, and, like, you know he's your guy. But in basketball, like, I feel like if you're going to be the leader, you kind of need to be the best player on the team. Yeah. Or at least have done something that earns you, like, ultimate, respect, like, legendary yeah. respect. Like, you know, like, in 2014, Tim Duncan probably wasn't the best mm-hmm. player on that Spurs team anymore, but Tim Duncan was still Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Four-time champion, Hall of Famer. So, like, he could tell players what to do. Kawhi was probably the best player, but it didn't matter because Duncan had the stripes. For the Celtics, I think it's a really good point, Draven, that, like, Smart wants to be the leader. Smart's not the best player.
Yeah, and they did not. I mean, that's kind of how the whole fighting and arguments, I feel like, kind of started because they didn't feel like he just doesn't have that authoritative voice like Jimmy Butler would.
Correct.
I think that's kind of where the issues came from. But
correct.
Yeah, hero. I thought that was great, though. You know, saying that he did this for Jimmy, did it for a teammate, and it didn't take any credit.
Did it for a brother. Said,
yeah,
like,
brother,
he,
exactly.
Said Jimmy's been
yeah.
his brother since he got there, and, like, their relationship does seem pretty genuine in that respect of Jimmy taking him. And, like, it takes special players, man. Like, you look back at what Jimmy Butler did in Minnesota, and it should have been a bigger indictment on the guys from Minnesota, like Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, that they didn't want
yeah.
that type of leadership. Even, like, if you go back to the last year in Chicago, when it was reported that, you know, Butler and Dwayne Wade kind of ruined that locker room by being mean to all the younger guys. But, like, basically they're like, these guys don't want to win. And the reports now are, like, that was when, like, the seed got planted by Dwayne Wade of, like, because you keep in mind, that's the first year Dwayne Wade was out of Miami.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade got around, like, this culture is not what I'm used to. Like, this culture is not very good. This isn't the way it used to be in Miami. They say that at that point, that's when Dwayne Wade started, like, selling Jimmy on the idea of, like, you should play for Pat Riley. Like, you'd fit in what they do at Miami. And then that kind of got the ball rolling in Jimmy's mind. Now, granted, it took a couple years before it came to fruition. But that's where the seed kind of got planted. And that's why when Jimmy became a free agent, he looked at, like, hey, I want to go there.
Makes sense.
And, like, you get there, and it's just, like, a perfect relationship between Pat Riley and the culture and Jimmy Butler. And he doesn't even – Jimmy Butler at this point, he's probably still their best player, but you saw last night, like, he's not their go-to guy. Or he doesn't have to be.
And he seems like he's not super aggressive either. He wants to get other people involved as well.
Well, I think it's funny because, like, he was mocked for saying this in the offseason, but Jimmy Butler has always said, like, I just want to win. So everyone's like, so you just want to win – so you're leaving the Sixers, who have a chance to go to the finals, for the Heat, who have nothing. But maybe Jimmy Butler looked around kind of like he did in Minnesota and was like, you know what? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, they might not have what it takes to be winners. I'm going to go down and trust Pat Riley. And then you get there. And Tyler Hero and Bam, to their credit, seem to be wired the same way as Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get Jay Crowder and Iguodala, who are kind of wired that same way, and you have the perfect setup. It was kind of cool to see Hero just be like, yeah, I'm trying to do it for Jimmy. We're trying to get him to the finals. It seems like that's what the goal of this team is to make. Like, because, like, you know, like I said, we laughed at that. We talked about how Jimmy Butler had never been to a conference finals. So it seems like as a team, they're trying to change the narrative completely around Jimmy Butler. Because he's always been like a fringe top 10 player, but he's probably been more like number, like, anywhere from like 9 to 15.
Yeah.
And even now, like, Butler's still probably not a top 10 player. But, like, they're trying to turn him into Jimmy Butler, just like the alpha winner. Kind of make that his narrative. And you know, Hero scored 37 points and was the best player on the court, but, like, it helps Jimmy Butler's legacy. Like, right? Like, it helps Jimmy Butler look better. And we're even giving him credit for, like, why Hero is ready for these moments. Kind of cool to see. Good back to headlines by Draven. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Segment's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. As I've been telling you, Knoxville's premier entertainment venue. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking when you go to craftaxethrowing.com. But you can walk in. You don't have to make an appointment. You can walk in, get you a lane. You can put the promo code in there as well. Go by, throw some axes, drink some White Claws, watch some football. Ooh. Tonight, Thursday night football, Dolphins versus Jags. Do you feel the electricity in the air?
Oh, yeah. A
little bit of breaking news. This might affect your fantasy teams or your gambling, but DJ Shark downgraded to out tonight against the Dolphins because of chest and back injuries.
Oh, I hope they didn't stab him in the chest.
I was already...
That's what I was thinking.
I was already leaning this way, but go ahead and give me the Dolphins tonight plus three. If you're looking for some action over on my bookie, don't forget promo code Knoxville. But I will go ahead and put the Dolphins plus three. I'm giving it my stamp of approval.
You want to bet board that?
You want the Jags minus three?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not one of these I feet that strong about, so I don't really want to bet board that one.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, I feel like the bet board is supposed to be, like, you know, like, things we're, like, at least 8 out of 10 confident on.
I got to make up some ground.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but, like, just because you guys are in a hole doesn't mean I have to, like, just give
we're
you.
We're not in a hole. He's in a hole.
Okay, fair enough.
There a mouse in your pocket?
Did I say we?
We're not.
Why would the mouse be in my pocket if I'm saying...
It's in my pocket. Cam's pocket. Doesn't matter. I'm not paying attention, to be honest. I'm not paying attention. I'm doing this new bet board over here. It's very stressful.
I mean, it's fine. It's just I was just wondering why you asked if there was a mouse in my pocket whenever I didn't say we. But either way, just go there and focus on that bet board. How's that?
It's looking really good right now, to be honest. Cam, do you have a team name for you and Cody?
Killer C's.
C squared.
C words.
C squared.
C squared, the C words, whatever you guys want to do. You guys figure it out.
We're workshopping it.
Dolphins, Jags, give me the Dolphins plus three. You guys disagree? It sounds like Cam disagrees. You like the Jaguars. Explain your like for the Jaguars. Just looking better the first 2 weeks, or like, what's your thought process there?
I think they'll be able to score on the Dolphins. I think Byron Jones is out, and I mean, that's their only guy I could name in their secondary, and I just think the Jags will be able to score enough to win the game. I don't think the Dolphins have enough on offense to get it done.
I don't think it's the Jaguars' defense of the past. I mean,
it's not. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I just don't think. I think they have a little more pop than the Dolphins do. Okay. I think it's enough to get it done.
Be interested to see what that pop looks like on offense without DJ Chark, though.
Yeah.
Now, the running back, whoever it was last week, looked pretty good against the Titans.
James Robinson.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's been solid.
It's just one of those where I think the Dolphins are, this might sound weird to say, the Dolphins are too good to go 0-3.
It does sound weird when you put it in the air.
Sounds weird to say, but I feel like they're too good to go 0-3. They've played a pretty good game the first 2 weeks. Like, they've lost a couple close games. I think the Jaguars are not good enough to go 2-1 as well. So, like, I think it just kind of evens out here. And I'll take the Dolphins to break through. And also, like, in that locker room, they probably feel like this is one of their only opportunities to get a win this year.
Laviska Shenault's going to pop off for the Jags.
Who is that?
Rookie receiver.
From Colorado State, isn't it?
Yep.
Or I think Colorado.
I think he's from Colorado.
Laviska Shenault.
Shenault.
Shenault?
Yep.
Is it Laviska?
Hayden's over there trying to figure out how to pick him up on his fantasy team.
He's trying to. I think it's Laviska, yeah.
No, actually, a lot of people picked him up this past week. I didn't even get him.
Like a second round pick, wasn't he?
He was first rounder, I think.
I got Keenan
Cole. He may have went second round.
I don't think they drafted a wide receiver in the first round, especially not that guy.
He was like one of the guys. He was projected to be a first round guy.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, whenever we look at the.
They drafted CJ Henderson. Clavion Chason, too, from the LSU.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's only like two or three, or like. There was the big three wide receivers get drafted, and after that, it was only like. Only that was like N'Keal Harry, or not N'Keal Harry, the other guy from Arizona State. And
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
I like Shenault better than Ayuk.
Because I just remember, you know, T. Higgins went at the top of the second round.
Right,
so.
He was first pick, second round.
Yeah. Which I should have won my Clemson bet, my under bet of 2.5 first rounders for Clemson, but Falcons reached on a DB. Falcons reached on a DB.
Who was excellent last week?
Except at recovering onside kicks.
It's not as
Drew texted in, Draven saying that the Cowboys are better at onside kicks than the Titans. So,
hey, there we go.
You
missed
an
there's something.
You missed an opportunity
right?
to say but, that was something you were better at. Dang. Field goal kicking probably as well.
Yeah.
Field goal kicking probably.
Trust Greg the Leg a little bit better right now.
Sure.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Greg the Leg's good.
He's all right.
He's good. He's solid. We watching tonight, or are you more into this game, or Lakers, Nuggets? I imagine, is everyone, That sounds like a real indictment on the NBA that LeBron James and the Lakers playing a pretty big game. And I was like, yeah, we'll still rather watch Dolphins versus Jags. We're good on that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be watching football, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Last week's Thursday night game was Cincinnati versus Cleveland. It drew in $6.6 million, which was bigger than any of the numbers that the NBA did last week. The highest rated NBA game last week were the Nuggets Clippers. I assume that was Game 7. Game 7 was Tuesday night, right? So that would have been Game 7. It drew in $5.2 million. And the like I said, the Thursday night football game drew in $6.6 million. So even like a pretty crummy Thursday night game going to outdraw a Game 7 in the NBA. However, that was like the Clippers and not the Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have them both on, but, you know, I'm a football guy, so that's usually the way I lean a little bit.
Even Jags Dolphins, that seems like such an indictment on how much more we love football than basketball.
Battle for the AFC's best Florida team.
That is correct. It is the battle for the AFC's best Florida team and the AFC's worst Florida team.
Yeah, yeah.
Best and worst.
Lots of stuff on the table this one, yep.
I don't know why I feel so confident in the Dolphins, but I do.
I like the Dolphins as well.
All right,
I just feel like the Jags played pretty well against the Titans. I mean, it's true they did, but like
Dolphins played good against the Bills. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. They were up, or maybe it might have been late third quarter, but yeah, they had a lead.
Really?
They were up.
I saw that they were down 3 in the fourth quarter, but I didn't see they actually had a lead.
They were up, let's see, 20-17, and then the Bills scored 14 in a row, made it 31-20, and then it was 31-28 the final.
I think the lightning delay, like, help that though.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Miami had a little spark there after the delay, it seemed like.
Oh.
Because they were down.
I was hoping it'd be the other way around.
Because it was in the first half, wasn't it? The delay? Maybe?
Oh, it was like 12 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah. Okay. Go Dolphins.
Fins. Fins up.
Fins up.
Oh, fins up.
Fitz magic.
Hey, 328 yards, 2 touchdowns last week
against
a good
defense.
Yeah, good defense.
Dolphins are winning. Yeah, Dolphins.
Jags' defense are not even anywhere close to what Buffalo is. So
I'll take the 3 on the board if you want the board. If you want the Jags -3, I'll take the 3. Yeah, go ahead and lock that in. Hey, and
I'll lock that in.
Dolphins are going to go up to Jacksonville. It's a business trip.
Yep.
It's a little business trip. Hit the road, take care of business, come back down.
What do you think, Draven? Should we add this?
This has nothing to do with y'all's board.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's just fine. Draven sounds like he likes the Dolphins, which makes me a little nervous, to be honest. But Draven's on a winning streak, actually. He's 1-0.
1-0?
He guaranteed this week was going to be a different week, counting Monday Night Football. Everyone that gambles knows the week ends after Monday night. Right. You settle up with your bookies on Tuesday. Everyone knows that.
Yep.
You get through the end of Monday Night Football. Draven starting the new week, 1-0.
1-0.
About to go to 2-0 because he's riding with me and the Dolphins. And Draven is going to be riding hot coming into Friday when he gives you his decade lock of the decade.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that one. Mm.
You got the game? You feeling good?
I've got a couple games.
Titans -2.5. I see you. I see you over there. Titans -2.5.
No. Ooh.
All right. Hayden, what are our this or that topics this week?
Okay, hold on.
Did this catch you by surprise that I was going to ask you this?
No, I've been doing work for the show.
Okay,
right
fair enough.
Now, you know, so I had to get the other pain up. Now we're good.
The other paint up.
Pain. Like
window pain?
Isn't that what it's called? When you have it like multiple.
I call them windows, but yeah. You have like four. You have like the little foursome thing going.
Panels.
Panels. I guess. Yeah.
I just call them windows, but either way.
Yeah. Okay. So what we have is
windows and panes. I mean, kind of similar. So maybe Apple calls them that. I don't know.
Just kind of made it up. Lenovo. Anyway. First, we have in a normal non-COVID season.
Oh boy.
Would you rather your team win the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals? So that would be the Titans and the Hawks and the Falcons and the Hawks.
Yeah, I feel like I just told you that 3 times.
No, we had these before you said that. We had these way before this. Don't even try to pull this.
I feel like I just told you 3 times as many people watched the Browns and Bengals than Game 7 of Clippers Nuggets. Either way, go ahead. That's fine. I want NFL on that one, please. Give me the NFL on that one.
Okay. Well, second we have, would you rather be without touch or taste of your senses? And then third would be, would you rather be covered in fur or scales?
Okay.
you have any disagreement, I can change
it. No, it's fine. I thought we've done first girls before, but I don't know if Cam was.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too.
Okay. You got a third one maybe we can sub out?
Yeah, I can find something else.
Well, stay tuned, everybody, to find out what the third topic Hayden comes up with is.
Maybe somebody can just sweep, and maybe we don't have to do this.
You're the judge. You control that. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
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 All right. Who's ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
I love playing This or That. I am ready.
I am very ready for your excellent topics, sir.
These were already so great.
Well.
You want to go and give the topics or not?
Well, what happened was I'd actually accidentally clicked my personal mouse instead of the mouse on the other computer.
Just,
so.
We're running out of time.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
In a normal non-COVID season, would you rather your team win the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals?
I have to go NBA Finals here. Because, one, my team doesn't have one ever. And so, that'd be nice to finally get one. It'd be super nice to finally get one. Basketball's super fun to watch. Up and down, fast pace. Super exciting sport. Love to see it. I would love to watch the Hawks go to the finals. I could go to those games. It'd be super fun. You could do home and away. Things about going to the Super Bowl, maybe you don't get a single home game, and you just kind of have to go on the road every time. I have the option to do both if I'm making that run. The entire series, first round, second round, conference finals, championship. I could go to a home game. I could go to a away game. Either way, I'm having a good time, and my team's winning a championship. And most importantly, I want my friends to be happy. Me and John would both have a title if the Hawks won. And I care about my friends' happiness with their sports teams.
Now, no offense to you, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to you, but I have more friends who root for the Titans than I do just you who root for the Hawks. Like, you and, like, maybe two other of my friends root for the Hawks, right?
Yep.
I got, like, 8 or 10 friends who root for the Titans. So I would personally rather see a Titans title. Plus, no offense, I live in Tennessee. So, like, when you see the state graphics pulled up, it would make me feel good that, like, the Tennessee title drought would be over. Like, we finally got one. Like, it would be the first Tennessee championship in a major sport ever. That would matter a lot more to me just as a Tennessean. Plus, I just told you, the NFL is king. The NFL is king. It just is. The Titans winning a Super Bowl would feel magical because we like football more. I feel more of a connection personally. I think most people probably do feel more of a connection to their NFL team than their NBA team. And like I said, it's just a bigger sport. It feels bigger. And for me personally, it's a state thing, and more people would see it. And there's no bigger event than the Super Bowl. Like, that's the biggest sporting event in the world, or at least in the United States. Is it the biggest yearly sporting event? Does the Super Bowl beat, like, the Champions League final? I don't know. It's the biggest American sporting event, and I'm an American. Proud of it, too, by the way. Support the troops. Give me the NFL. Give me the Super Bowl. Kneel before the Titans.
Wow, so he's out there kneeling on the field? Couldn't be me, because in basketball, we're just playing the game. Mm-hmm. We just have it on our shirts.
Yeah.
We're thriving.
Yeah, they kneel before the anthem there. They've been kneeling before the anthem.
We're going to finally just break the Atlanta curse somehow with basketball.
And there it is. Like, I don't really care about the Atlanta curse.
People do. Yeah. There's millions of people in the city of Atlanta that care about breaking that sports curse.
Go ahead.
And I'm doing this for all those people. All those people.
All those Atlantians. I'm doing it for Tennesseans.
All those people.
Hayden didn't listen to any of this.
Yeah.
He didn't listen
I'm listening to everything.
I'm in a hole in this
too.
I'm
listening to everything.
Did you hear him just admit he's in a hole? So I think he just conceded the point.
Yeah, that's a tough look right there. So you're just going to concede?
Yeah, I had nothing for that
okay.
one.
Okay. Can't concede.
I had nothing for the John Hawks winning a championship.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Next up, Hayden, please. Can you pay attention, please, to the segment and give us the topic?
What do you mean? The point just ended. I'm paying attention. Okay. Next up, would you rather be without touch or taste?
I'm going with I would rather keep my taste, lose my touch. And I ask you a simple question. What do you actually touch on a day-to-day basis that feels good?
Well, I don't want to speak for myself, but...
Who else are you going to speak for?
I mean, y'all got these two hands.
Guess
not you. I mean, what do you touch on a daily basis that actually feels good?
You have a nice little puppy.
Yeah.
You enjoy petting your puppy.
Not really. I enjoy that. I can still touch him. Like I'm not losing my fingers. I just lose the sensation of touch, right? I guess the,
yeah,
you
that's
said
true.
Sensation.
That's true.
So you don't know that you're touching him.
I mean, I can
no,
look
you can
and
see.
That,
you
I can
see you're
see
touching
that I'm
it.
Giving him a belly rub.
But
you look away. Your depth perception's off. You don't know how hard
my
you're pressing.
Off. Why would my depth perception be
because
off?
Because you don't know the amount of pressure and things like that. You don't know how hard you're pushing.
This is going off the rails.
On a daily basis, you touch maybe one thing. If you're in a relationship and you're not married, but you're just in a new relationship, maybe like two things or three things that feel good. And it's probably not even on a daily basis, but that's about it. I eat at least three meals a day. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the taste. And, I mean, not to be crude, but it could kind of relate to the other. Anyways, moving on.
No, you need touch for that one.
Actually touching and feeling a sensation from touching. I'm not in here like putting my hands like in slime and like, ooh, it's gooey, Nickelodeon slime. I don't do that. I'm not touching anything that actually feels good. I'm eating things that make me feel good. A chocolate chip cookie. Mmm, the taste. Imagine never tasting a chocolate chip cookie again. Cam, imagine never tasting a pub sub again. Just never tasting it. You're getting the calories, but you're not enjoying the taste anymore. That's not a life I want to live in. Let me keep my taste, take my touch. I can still do all the activities I need to do. If you're trying to make it crude, you're talking about stuff with your woman, you can still touch her. She doesn't lose her sense of touch. She's still having a good time, but me, I'm fine. I don't need it.
Trust me, you'd struggle a little bit with you not being able to. Yeah, never mind. You gotta lose your taste here. Think about all the healthy foods that taste terrible. You know how easy it would be for me to start eating healthy if I didn't have to taste vegetables? I'm just instantly could eat
good.
Anything.
Broccoli is great. Great.
Vegetables are
him.
Disgusting.
No.
But guess what? It doesn't matter if they're good or bad, because now. It doesn't matter. You can still eat them because now you don't have to taste it. It doesn't matter. Everything's good. You could win so much money and people be like, I bet you won't eat that. And be like, oh, I bet I will because it's not going to taste bad to me. Touch. You need touch. Touch is very important. Like,
what is touch important for?
Touch is super important. You think it's not important until you don't have it. That's one of those things.
What have you touched so far today that has felt important?
That's not even the point of it. The thing is like.
Nothing.
It's a one of
you can go through your entire day without the sense of touch, and it doesn't change your life.
It's one of the most vital senses. Somebody could cut your leg, and you have no idea your leg's cut. Next thing you know, you're bleeding out.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You're not losing your sense of pain. You will still feel pain if your leg gets cut. No, 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 no. You said touch. Sensation, touch. No, no, no.
Pain is a sensation.
That's
pain
fine.
Pain is related to touch.
If I cut your leg, you'll still bleed. You'll still hurt. No, no, no. That's not the sense of touch. We're talking about fingertips. We're talking about touching things. You don't touch things with anything but your finger.
It's all nerve endings.
We didn't say you lose your nerves. You said you lost your sense of touch.
If you lose your sense of touch, you lost your nerve endings.
I think that is true because if you did get cut and like
if
something,
I stab you, it has nothing to do with the sense of touch.
I know, but if you got like alcohol on it, then you wouldn't be able to feel that. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like,
no,
like when you're cleaning it and it burns, like you wouldn't be able to feel that. You wouldn't
that's
be able to feel if you're
touch.
Burning yourself.
You're going to say we'd be paralyzed or our nerves would be paralyzed. You said a sense of touch.
I think burns count for that, but.
Say you're sitting here too close to a fire.
I have touched nothing today that I couldn't have done without. But I've enjoyed my mellow yellow here. I enjoyed my chicken earlier.
Has it ever been dark and you're just kind of reaching around the room for something, but you know, like, oh, once I feel it, I know that's it?
Sure.
You're not going to feel anything.
How about you turn on the light?
You forgot to pay your bill because you didn't feel your phone vibrate with the reminder.
Eh, it can still vibrate on my leg. I don't have to feel a touch for that. That's just vibration.
You'd feel it touching your leg.
Yeah, that is touch.
Touch is literally...
It's not just limited to your hands.
A touch is a wide-reaching
group. Limited to your hands.
Touch is literally the sensation. Like, you wouldn't be able to feel wind blow. You wouldn't be able to feel anything if you can't
feel
touch. All right, you don't know you're getting hypothermia because you're super cold because you can't feel it. You can't feel anything.
All right, we're going to have to wrap this up. Cam wins that point.
I think you guys are missing the point of touch. The definition is to handle.
Now, Cam had a good point with the food.
Handle in order to manipulate.
The food and a lot of different applications. Anyway, last up... Would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year of your life?
Oh, you gotta go jail for a year because the entire time you're in jail, you can better yourself. You can better yourself. You can be in there working out, getting big, getting swole, getting strong. You can, the heart, distance makes the heart grow fonder. You leave a girl on the outside, she's really going to want you back when you come out swole.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
well-educated from
That's
reading all
That's
the time in
do.
Jail.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry y'all don't have loyal people in your lives. Yeah. That's not my fault. But you get in jail, you're in there just working out all the time. You get a really good routine going. Mm-hmm. You have all sorts of stuff you can do. What, if you're in jail that long, you have resources.
Oh,
they let you, they let you watch TV. They let you use iPads. They let you rent books from the library. You're basically just going like living in an apartment for,
just
a year.
Just hypothetically.
Yeah.
You know, some would say that you could compare the pandemic a little bit to a jail sentence. How many times have you worked out, Cam, over the last 6 months of the pandemic?
Two.
Oh, okay. So you're going to jail for a year and you're all of a sudden going to just devote yourself to working out all the time? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because you have nothing else to do. So you're like, okay, I need to do something with my time.
Yeah.
You start working out. You get motivated. You're like, I want to come out as a better person.
Oh.
And I'm going to come out and I'm going to make up for this lost time. If you just lose it, you just lose it.
The answer here is you lose a year of your life. Chances are the year of your life is going to be when you're old or sick. I would rather lose that year of my life kind of not knowing about it, not seeing it coming, just being gone a year early versus having to waste a year of your life.
You die right before your grandkids graduating from high school, which you wanted to see your entire life, and then you disappear that year.
Man, that would be really sad if your life goal is to see your grandkids graduate high school. I'm not a father. I'm not a grandfather. I would rather like live a life a year right now from 30 to 31 than see my grandkids graduate high school. You know why? Because graduating high school is easy.
Well, what about their graduating college?
If I ever feel accomplished, it's easy too. Med school, law school, or nothing. Like if my grandkids can't go and do something like important, don't invite me because I'm not coming. I didn't even go to my own graduation. I'm not coming to sit there and watch some schmohawk walk across the stage for a high school graduation. They're handing out degrees to everybody in high school. No thanks. Let me die. Like I said, most likely, life expectancy is what these days? Like 70, give or take? I mean,
probably like 78 women, probably like 73 men.
Yeah, something like that. Either way, knock off 72 to 73. I'd rather lose that than say lose a year of my life right now going to jail for a year. No thanks. That'd be awkward if I was supposed to die like a year from now and I just die. And I'd rather die a year early than go to jail. Okay, well, boom, now you're dead. That would suck. But like I said, chances are, I'm playing the odds here, it would be a pretty bad year. Most people's last year of their life, I would say probably not ideal.
Jail's not bad.
It's not fun.
It's not bad. Assuming from the fact that you're basically almost willingly going in, you're not going into like the worst jail in the world or anything.
No, that's fine. But I will say, you know what's worse than jail? Nursing home. Nursing home.
Hey, I say they're one in the same.
Nursing home.
Except you're stuck playing bingo every week for the rest of eternity.
That's why I would rather die early.
I love bingo, so I would much rather play bingo than be stuck behind cells where I get bullied
You can't even work out in the nursing home. You're just stuck there pushing you around. Ugh, no. No thanks.
I'm still going to be coherent when I'm older, and I'm not going to need the nursing home.
No. Interesting.
My brain's unstable enough
how
now.
How convenient for you.
You can't take me alive.
John's going to get the point here.
Oh, man.
The last year of your life is usually
you
pretty
gotta
bad.
You got to enjoy it. Jail's not bad at all.
The last year of your life.
It wouldn't be great, though.
Yeah.
It's all right. You get food all day. Not all day, but like for your meals. You get workout. You get books. You get an iPad.
Last
you get a TV.
The food. The volunteer. Last call brought to you by Iris Networks. I've been telling you for a while now, if you're a business owner, contact my friends at Iris Networks to find out if they can improve your fiber network to help you connect with your customers. IrisNetworksUSA.com, built right here in Tennessee, a business partner right around the corner that could take you around the world, 865-448-IRIS, if you want to connect to them via phone. Cam, we got a couple minutes. You got a story for us to take us home?
I do.
I'm really confused by all these people mad about this Pruitt extension, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that either, but... All right, factory caught doing this.
Stop. Pop your brakes!
Oh, boy. Well, there was a factory in Vietnam, and they were busted for washing and reusing thousands of condoms. So they basically would get used condoms, rewash them, and resell them.
They like pulling them out like the sewer, like when people are like mistakenly flushing them down the toilet. Were they going like the dumpsters? What the hell are they doing here?
She received a weekly consignment of condoms from an unidentified person, and they were washed, dried, and repacked. An unknown amount of the dirty contraceptives were sold to unsuspecting members of the public. But it said over 300,000 used condoms were resold by this factory, which is, you know, not ideal. I don't think that's something you wanna get into, but hopefully none of the condoms around here come from Vietnam, is what I would mainly say.
I just do the safe thing and don't even bother wearing them.
Apparently, condom sales have dropped during the pandemic.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Well, you just don't have many random sexual partners.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd imagine if you're steadily having sex during the pandemic, it is with someone you've been with for a while.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Maybe.
At least at least on average, right? I mean, like, there's still some people out there swiping and meeting up. But for the most part, I'd say casual sex has gone down, so the need for condoms has gone down.
True. Just be sure to keep your mask on.
Keep the mask on. Stay strapped.
And don't buy condoms from Vietnam.
I think that's a pretty safe rule. Anytime.
Yeah, I don't think there's many things I'd buy from Vietnam.
All right, the drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Hayden, good job today. Draven, good job today. Cam, good job today. We'll do it again tomorrow as we, I guess it'll be game day.
Oh.
Game day Friday.
Ooh.
Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.